From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Islamist group Boko Haram launched a new attack on northeast Nigeria's main city of Maiduguri. The BBC's Richard Hamilton reports eyewitnesses say at least 8 people have been killed in a gun battle.
Maiduguri is the birthplace of Boko Haram and is also strategically important to the government. As the capital of Borno State, with a major military presence and one of the few urban centres that has not fallen to the militants, its loss would be catastrophic to the authorities. Aid agencies have also warned that its fall would trigger a humanitarian disaster, as hundreds of thousands of people have already fled there to avoid the violence. Boko Haram seems to be increasing its activity ahead of the elections in 2 weeks' time, and there are fears that more than 1 million people will be unable to vote.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton. The new Prime Minister of Greece is trying to reassure European creditors after he was elected, promising to ease austerity measures and reducing the country's debt load. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports he now says his government will work with the Eurozone to pay it off.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who leads the leftist Syriza party, won election last weekend by promising to end austerity measures that have crushed the Greek economy. Eurozone and international creditors say Greece cannot walk away from the terms of a deal imposed in 2010 that demanded drastic cost-cutting measures in exchange for billions in bailout loans to keep Greece solvent. Tsipras says Greece wants to work with Europe. His government has hired investment bank Lazard to find ways to restructure the country's debt. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is visiting London, Paris, and Rome this week to make a case for debt relief, something German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ruled out. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A big snowstorm is working its way across parts of the Great Plains and the Midwest. At least 1,500 flights have been canceled at Chicago's airports. More than a foot of snow is expected there. But in Omaha, Nebraska, Liz Moldenhauer says they really haven't had much snow this winter, so it's not so bad.
It's great. It's beautiful. Last night it snowed. It was quiet snow. Then this morning, everybody woke up, and it was windy, and there's just a lot of snow on the ground.
New England is going to get a piece of this storm system, with parts of the region there due for about another foot of snow. As a result of the storm, jury selection in the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev is suspended for Monday. Proceedings are scheduled to resume Tuesday. The 21-year-old Tsarnaev is charged with 30 federal crimes, including 17 that carry the possibility of the death penalty. He's pleading not guilty. This is NPR. The retractable roof is open at the University of Phoenix Stadium as the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks meet for battle in Super Bowl 49. Temperatures in Glendale, Arizona are in the upper 60s with no chance of rain. Fans for both teams are out in force. Daniel Bros, a Seahawks fan from Mexico, believes the day will belong to Seattle and its defensive back nicknamed the Legion of Boom.
I think that we're going to repeat. Legion of Boom is going to destroy Tom Brady and his guys.
That's not how Patriots fan C.J. Burlingame sees it.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. Hopefully Seattle, you know, ready to cry tonight.
No score so far. World number one tennis player Novak Djokovic has won a record 5th Australian Open. We get details from Stuart Cohen.
Novak Djokovic got an early service break in a grueling first set to take the lead, only to have Murray break back later in the set to force a tiebreak that went Djokovic's way. But a leg injury at the start of the second set left Djokovic stumbling and faltering as a stronger Andy Murray fought the world number one to yet another tiebreak that Murray confidently won. But the exhaustion and pressure seemed to get to Murray in the third set as the momentum shifted to Djokovic, who overcame his leg injury to take the final two sets. Djokovic says he had no choice but to shake off the leg problem if he was going to win.
You're fighting for a Grand Slam title against one of your top rivals, and every point that you win, you need to earn it.
This is Novak Djokovic's 8th Grand Slam title overall. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.